Riding in the Pink Cadillac, the autobiography of Scotty Crabtree. Written by Scotty Crabtree. Narrated by Rebecca Voida. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Chapter 1, My Friend's Secret. 2004. The air was cool as an orange sunset to cast long shadows while my family and I approached the Crystal Palace, one of the spotlights in Bakersfield, California. Through the glass entry doors, I saw music videos were playing on the big screen. I rolled through the doors on my wheelchair and heard the chattering of crowds. The place was packed. Some of my friends were already waiting for me in the lobby. Upon seeing me, I was met with their beaming, warm faces. "There he is! Hey, Scotty! Happy birthday, Scotty!" I grinned wide, happy to see them. "Thank you all," I returned their greetings. I exchanged a conversation with my buddies while my parents waited for us to be seated. I was surrounded by familiar sights, as I had been here many times. Among them was a country music shop with various merchandise for the Crystal Palace in Buck Owens, including t-shirts, hats, and pins. Beside that was a museum with bronze statues of country music legends like Garth Brooks, Merle Haggard, Elvis Presley, and of course, Buck Owens. Lastly, the Crystal Palace contained a memorabilia of the life, times, and legacy of Buck Owens up until that day. It was complete with a collection of his old personals, such as the guitars he played and suits he wore and awards he had received. Mr. Owens was my longtime inspiration. He was my childhood hero, alongside my friend Kim. Though he was growing old in his years, I held the man in high esteem. I used to listen to his radio show as a child, and though I did not know Buck personally, I wouldn't dream of it either. I felt as if I could know him closely from a distance. His legacy in music helped shape my own dreams, so how could I not admire him? "Everyone follow me," our attendant called us warmly. We made our way across the hardwood floors as the waiter led us to our seats. The interior of the building was made to resemble the style of the Old West, not unlike genuine 19th-century Western towns. The enchanting glow of blue and red lights illuminated the dinner tables and bars. We all took our seats and received our menus. After our waiter took our orders for our beverages, I browsed the menu a while, the music videos on the big screen setting a good old country music mood. While I sat, enjoying the company of family and friends, I felt a hand on my shoulder. "Happy birthday, Scotty," Kim's voice greeted me with energy. I turned my head and saw her smiling. "Hey, Kim," I cheered. She put her arm around me. "How's your day going?" she asked. "Good, so far." After this, Kim cocked her head with a gleam in her eye and said, "Can I ask you something?" I wondered what she was up to. "Yes," I answered. "Come with me for a moment." Before I could have another say in it, she looked up at my parents and asked, "Is it all right if I borrow Scotty a while?" They approved quickly, knowing Kim well. I always got a little surprised when she beckoned me like this. Usually it meant I was in trouble. That, or she was about to play a trick on me. "Follow me, Scotty," she beckoned once more. Kim led me toward the back of the Crystal Palace. "Get anything for your birthday yet, my friend?" Kim inquired. A little timid, I replied, "We'll be doing presents later today." "I've got a couple for you myself today," she said. "Really?" "You betcha. That new song I've learned? Suds in a Bucket?" "It'll be the first time I've ever sung it on stage," Kim replied. "Been thinking about dedicating it to you." "I'm not in trouble, am I?" I asked up front. "Why would I try to bust you in the middle of your birthday dinner, my friend?" she barked with a grin. "Where are we going?" I asked. "Nowhere, baby," Kim replied. "I mean it, if you're playing at something here." "You're awfully suspicious of me tonight," Kim grinned. "Come on now, Scotty."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?